I just quickly want to talk about wasps and stinging insects in response to Jane R.G. I don't really like wasps either. I think it's a bit early for wasps, actually. They don't usually come around till about August or September time, do they? But maybe it's been the weather for them. I find that you can't really hear them. They're not. If you get a really loud buzzing, it's either a bee or a fly. Because wasps are very quiet. They've just got a very quiet, sly kind of buzz. It's kind of... And you hear it when they're very close to you. And I haven't got as bad a fear of them as you, but I don't like them. I do eat outside, but I would cover my... If I have a fruit drink outside, I wouldn't have one outside. But if I did, I would cover it up with something. I mean, I don't think that's being far-fetched or anything. Because when you can't see, you don't want to be swallowing that damn thing. The reason I don't like them, I did get stung by one when I was about 15. I answered the telephone and I put my hand on the receiver and I was talking away. This woman, she was wanting my mum, but my mum was at work, and it was during the school holidays, and I felt this like knife like stabbing through my right hand, and I put the phone down and nothing happened. I was there alone, but when my mum came home, she said there was a dead wasp on the receiver, so I had been stung by it, and it didn't even swell up or anything, but I've just got this thing, I'm afraid to get stung by a bee or a wasp in case I have an allergic reaction. And I know that can happen with anything, so that's a bit stupid, really, but I don't want to swallow one, because one of our dogs swallowed one once, and he did, you know, he was all right, but he did affect his throat, and his eyes all swelled up and stuff. I remember once we were on holiday and I think one went in a can of drink and, you know, like a can of orange or something. I wouldn't have orange in that outside at all because that's one of the worst things. I don't really know how you can repel them unless you put... You can wear insect repellent. I don't really do that in this country. I think I used to at one time when we went on holiday, you know, to the seaside and stuff. I haven't done that in a while. And, of course, my husband's from Nigeria, and when I go to Nigeria, I haven't been for a couple of years, but hopefully he'll go again in, you know, when I've had my kidney transplant. I wore insect repellent in the evenings. I didn't wear it at night. What am I talking about? I didn't wear it in the day because I wore it against the mosquitoes, and they do come out in the day in certain times and certain places, but mostly they are out in the evenings or when it rains. They don't usually come out when it's very sunny, but I would wear insect repellent then, and I would have it around my face. Of course, I took anti-malarial drugs, but with my kidneys, I could only take certain ones. It was an antibiotic. I forget the name of it now. But in this country, I will eat outside. I'll just be a bit careful. If I'm eating a sandwich, like, I would cover the rest of it up and just have the piece in my hand, and I'll be very conscious of what's around me. I've heard they don't like chili con carne, but then you had one on your ear. But I've had them in my hair and stuff before. And I just tend to sit very still. I think the more, if you start panicking and flapping your arms around, if you can, just try and sit still and then it'll go away. If you start dancing about, then sometimes wasps can get quite angry. I don't think bees do, because they'll only sting you as a last resort usually. But no, wasps aren't pleasant things. They're not very nice. I don't like them. And as I say, I'm careful what I have outside to drink. I don't sit outside and eat fruit, for instance. And if I have, even indoors in the summer, if I have a fruit drink, I won't leave it unattended without being covered up. I'll put it in the fridge. If I'm going to go upstairs and, I don't know, go to the toilet or whatever, I wouldn't leave it down there for something to just come along and go inside. People might say I'm a bit paranoid. Maybe I am, but I don't want to get stung by the bloody thing, so I think I used to be worse about it than I am now. I can remember, as I say, wearing insect repellent in this country, and I suppose if I went to the beach and I was on holiday, I'd probably do it again. So no one wants those things coming round, do they? You can just get like a roll-on one. I'm trying to think what I had when I went to Nigeria. That was a spray. But I think it did seem to work. I never got bitten. I had a few fly. One day I remember when we were coming out in the evening, they had a whole... Oh, no, it was the morning. I think it was the last time I was there when I was leaving. It was raining and actually... I think they come out in the rain. I get confused because I remember one time... Yeah, I had a cloud of them all around my head and my husband dragged me. He said, quick. I'm just trying to think, though. They come through on the plane with insect spray when you leave, but I can't remember if that was... I don't think they always do it. They did it... Oh, I do know, I can't remember. I'll have to ask my husband. Is it when they? I think they do come out when it rains. In the daytime, that is. I can remember being on the aircraft, and they had the doors open, and they came through with a spray after we took off. But they didn't always do it. I can't remember whether they did it when it was raining or when it wasn't raining. I know the morning I left the last time, we had a big thunderstorm and it was pouring with rain, but I don't know if that's when they came through with the spray or whether it was because when we'd stood there with the doors open when it was sunny. Because they don't always do it. But obviously at that time, they only did it the once, and I can't remember. I can only remember them doing it the once. And they do it after they shut the doors in case any... of stowed away kind of thing. They say we're coming through with an insect spray and they go all round you, you know, as they walk through the aisle. But I think if I were you and you really don't like them, I know you said you could get that stuff called wasp away. Well, there must be other things. There are definitely other things that insects don't like. They don't like certain... Look it up, I can't remember now. They don't like things like... I don't know, I can't remember. I'm a lot of good, aren't I? There are certain things I really don't like. And I think these insect repellents do work. I'm not saying they work 100%, but they do work, I think. I think if you put it on your arms and around you, you're not meant to put it on your lips, I don't think. This is what I remember from my insect repellent. You can put it around your neck and... My husband was paranoid about me putting it on. He was worse than me about it. He didn't wear it. He said, he wasn't bothered about it himself, but obviously he'd got some kind of immunity to it, which I hadn't. To malaria, that is. So, I would do that. Use insect repellent and, you know, there might not be anything specifically for wasps, but there are things you can get that will help to keep these horrible little things away. And I've got blackberries in the garden and they were all bound to be round after that, after them in September. And, yeah... There's nothing they like better than... I'll tell you what my dad used to do. They like jam. I know he used to do something quite cruel. Or my mum used to think it was cruel. He used to get a bucket of water and put all jam round the edge. When we were camping, this was. And he'd put it just a bit away on at the boundary of our little plot, if you like. And then we'd go and have our food. And then afterwards you'd look in the bucket at the end of the day and there was a load of drowned wasps in there. I know in America, one of my ex-partners from California had a wasp trap you hang up in a tree. I think that's a bit cruel, really, but you put raw meat or something in there, or a bit of fruit, and then they go in there and they can't get back out. And then you can get these things, I think someone said you can get them in Argos. Again, they have these in Nigeria in all the restaurants. They have them on the ceiling, they're like bug fryers. I don't know what they're actually called. They go zzz, and you hear them getting electrocuted, and then, but you have to clean them out because you get lots in them in the hot weather. Well, you certainly do over there anyway. Someone says you can get them for about 20 quid in Argos. So you can't, I don't think they, you have them outside, but they're a good thing to have in your house if you really don't like insects, because that will get rid of quite a few. I don't know what attracts them. I don't know. I think it's, I don't know. I don't know. Is it a light or something? I don't know. I'm not sure how it works. Maybe someone could come back and comment or something. Anyway, I'm only rambling on about nothing. And it's time. We said we were going to take the dogs for a walk this evening, so it's getting late now. So, sorry if this is a bit rambly, but I was just thinking out loud, really. Anyway, I hope no wasps come near you again for a very, very long time. Happy wasp-avoiding summer.